Shir Samaches and Ksuvos Choktes Ador Hitoshim Mem Beis, March 24, 1982, on Wednesday.
But it's very likely that since she was Kodeshes for him, she was his Arusa. For some time, even though the law is that an Arusa is assumed by law, but since the second husband found her in Bulo, so Mele, it's covered with Vadai, that she became a Bulo to the first husband. Not after the Chuppah, that couldn't be, because we certainly have credence in what Eden testified. Eden testified that when Nisra after the Chuppah, but it's very likely, it's called the Vadai. It's called the Vadai that now she became Nivalo from the first husband, from the first house. So two Eden testified that when Nisra after the Chuppah, but Bisman Chazal, there was a substantial period intervening between the Gdushin and the Chuppah. So since the second husband says that he found her a Buller, so Mele, it's called the Vadai, that she came a Buller from the first house. From the first house. So the Jesus Reed says, so in regard to the Ksube, since it's called the Vadai, that she was Nivalo from the first house, even though she doesn't even present the time. So how could we say, how could we be telling that she was Nivalo from the first house? After all, she should know. So the Tisrit says no. It does not necessarily mean that she knows. Maybe she wasn't married. That's what he says. Yesh leima. So regarding the Ksuvah, the Gemara doesn't tell us the kasha. Even if it hadn't been a case of Kinishu Bala out there, so we still can understand that's why the price says that in Hashem Yochan Kitai is Ksuvim, and he cannot be Mashi the Ksuvah. Why can't he be Mashi the Ksuvah? And it's not because of Shlekzeke, because the Tesis V does not agree with Tesis Shite, that on the basis of Svekzveike, the Isha can collect the Ksuvah. That's Tesis Shite. But the Tesis V Shite is not like that. But the Tesis V Shite is that in this particular case, since it's called the Vada, that she became Nivalo from the first Orus, because that's very likely, even though that is the Isa, but of course, any day may, the Isa of being Nizale before Gdushin or the Isa, that to be Nivalo from the Orus. According to all the Shekhin, except the Raibet, so it's only Nisra Rabon. And since we see, of course, we have to be Marzik the Cheskes Kashkes, a Bas Yisrael. So in other words, so in a Sam, one should not be reaching that Nahuso was Nivalo to those, because that's also Nisra. But here we see that she was Nivalo. And the question is, when was she Nivalo? Was she Nivalo? Was she Nivalo, let's say, after Eresen, so it involves the Nisra of Ishishish, or before Gdushin, so it involves the Nisra the Raisa of New York, or she was Nivalo from the first house before the Chuppah. Before the Chuppah. So then, in Astan, it's more likely that she was Nivalo from the first house, even though that is also the Nisra. So Mele, vis-a-vis the Ksuve, so he cannot be Maxi the Ksuve. Now why? But the kasha of the Gemara is, why did the price says in Hashem Yochel Mikin Tani Psuri? So that implies, in other words, that his Tani Psuri has no significance whatsoever. Besson doesn't even pay attention to his Tani Psuri. So not in regard to being Mafsi the Ksuve, and not in regard to being Oser al Bailo. Even if the Bailo is an Ishes Keir, even if the Bailo is a Keir, even if she is an Asian scale. So the Kasha of the Gemara is, Bishlei in regard to the Matsi de Ksuve, we understand that if he comes and says that he doesn't want to pay the Ksuve, because possibly she was Mizane before the Gdushin, and in other words, not a in other words, because possibly she was Mizame Birotzi. She was Mizame Birotzi. She was Mizame Birotzi. She was Mizame Birotzi. After the Irisen, so we cannot be Matsubu Sule. Not because of Srexveke, we can be Mizimoni. The Dixon Sleep doesn't mention Srexveke here, but he says, Makiroche, Shemo, so he says, Mishmoche Pol, Reichu Shemotachus Nisa, the only Hashemo Lapsidok Seboso, Amrinon, Shemo Bailo Bora. In other words, so he cannot be mapsid the ksuve. Why? Because we are tailored. The Bible borrow, it means the first dose is borrow before the chuppah. After the chuppah is impossible because it is tested. But we are tailoring the hockey. In other words, since she has, now we saw that the Sheshmaitze explains this as she takes, not that Sveksveike is stronger than all, and that Hilchim Bimomi Nacha Sveksveike, but because he mentions the Shite of the Mordechai Yivomis. The Mordechai Yivomis says that even though in Hilchim Bimomi Nacha Rov, but if an Isha can be gated exuve on the basis of what? Why? Because even though there is a machlechi between Isham and Misir, whether Shtarei will be Miski Gomodom, or Shtarei will be Mislavki Gomodom, and we pass him, of course, like Misir, the Shtarei will be Mislavki Gomodom. So, Ewa Hanoshi, Shein on Shein says, so the Alochim is, they cannot collect the exuve according to Misir. So that's only when there is no hope that is Misayeya, the Balashtar. Mashiach came where the rov is misayeya the balashtar. Then it's hilchim b'momen acharov. Why? Because Bishamai say that the one who produces ishtar, so it's considered the muzek. And so the teveya is the muzek, and the mitva is the meitz. So the male is the mitva. The baal has the burden of food. Bisil say that ishtar in the is lavki b'avodam. So the ishe is the meitz. That's only when the rov is not misayeya. But in case where the Rav is Misayeya, then it will be zero, the Mordechai says in the Womis, Amede, that Shtarei with Mikveh is Kivavadami. So Mele, the Shemaitze explains, Teis Veshite, not that Teis Veshite is, that Svek Sveke is stronger than all. That even though Shmuel says in Hilchim Womenach Harov, but Hilchim the Womenach Svek Sveke, no, just as according to Shmuel, and we pass like Shmuel. So Rav is not strong enough to be made Tzimomi from the Muzek, so Sveksveike is not any more effective. But the Tetzis agrees with the Shit of the Mordechai that when the Rov is Misayeya, the Baal Ashtar, the Ishe, who is made Tzimomi, so then even the Sura made it, that the Ishe is considered the Muzekes. And the Baal, the Meitzi, so mainly the Baal has the burden of proof. So the Baal is the burden of proof. So the Mele, by Sveksveke too, is as strong as Rov. So the Mele, seeing she has the Tzitzai Vesni, and she has the Ksuve. So in such a case, where the Sveksveke is Nisayeya, the Ksuve, so they and even the Tzitzai Vesni, the Tzitzai Vesni, the Tzitzai Vesni. So apparently that this is really applies it to this case, where it's Kins of Ishel Ishel Yisui, the Yeshua Eidim Shalimisto, in a minister of Yeshua such an idea, so in a shame Yochel Yitain Tani Psulim Shalikim Sorishen. So the thesis which says that the Gemara's Kashi was only in regard to Yisheskeel, why is she the terrace? And the price implies that even in case of Yisheskeel, in a shame Yochel Yitain. But the Gemara doesn't ask any Kashi than the price in regard to the Ksuve. Because then the Machin understands that the Baal cannot be Machin the Ksuve, that the Ishe is able to collect. Why is the Ishe able to collect? But after all, we don't know when she was Nivalo. Maybe she wasn't Nivalo from the first dose. Maybe she wasn't Nivalo from the first dose. So the Mela, she is not entitled to Ksuve. She is not entitled to Ksuve. So the thesis says no, because we are dealing with Hawking. We are dealing since it's very likely that she was Nivalo from the first dose. even though that was also the Isa, it involved an Isa Rabbanot. But in the case where we know that he was Nivalo, but we don't know under what circumstances he was Nivalo. So it seems it's very likely that he was Nivalo to the first Ohus. So the male, in such a case, so she who has it like this, and she has the Ksuve, so the male, she is considered the Morzekes, in the same way as the Mordechai says, that where there is a Rov, who is Nisayeya, so then the Misha is considered the Morzekes. So in this case, where it's called with Vadai that she was Nivalo, Nivalo to the first Ohus, even though it's not a Vadegomo. Because if it had been considered a Vade Gomo, so then the Gemara wouldn't ask a Kashin even without the Shesker. It's a Vade Gomo. So why should we say Vilechu Shemetachtam Zinson? The fact that Gemara has the Kashin in case of a Shesker, we should be afraid Shemetachtam Zinson. So that means it's not a Vade Gomo. It's only called the Vadai that she was Nivalo to the first dolls. But in Vadai it isn't. So in regard to a Shesker, so the Gemara's question is, why is Shimon Teres? Why is Hashem Yochel Mitutai Nesuvim? There is still a possibility, even though it's more likely that she was Nivalo to the first Ohus, rather than Tachtav Zinso, but it's not 100%. So in Melech, she should be Asura to buy Lokeh. But in regard to the Ksuvo, that is, as it says, then the Gemara says, the whole Yichah Shalom Lach Sido Ksuvo, so Abdinom Shemo Bailo Bola, Shemo Bailo Bolo, but Shemo, what? Shemo Loidi Malo Leo Usmishe. The answer is, since it's called the Badai, that Nivalo Leo Usmishe, and that's more likely than Tachta Zinso, so the Ishe is considered as Mosekis, in the same way as the Mordechai says, that even the Silo will be made that the one who produces Ishtar is considered a Mosek, if the Rovi is Aliyah. So here, since it's called the Vadai, that she was Nivalo to the Ohus Rishay, so the Mele Rishay should be considered as a Mosekes, and the burden of proof should be upon the Baal, so we understand very well as why the Braise said Nashim Yochel Mitan Epsulim. But the Braise also implies in Nashim Yochel Mitan Epsulim that even if she's an Ashes Kayan, so Besdin will tell him to go home and will tell him, I mean, we don't want him to listen to you. Why not? But since it's not about a Gogo, so by Ashes Kayan it's only one topic, so she should be asked all the Bible. So the Gemara is the Teretz. Hoche Yisra Rapshav Yorima, Shekini Shubal Alta, Sheyotzonu is the Asopi. Vieyison Mele, there is no Asopi, maybe she's Asol the Balakir. Because there was no possibility that she was Mizamer after the Gush, because it's Bal Alta. So there's news to praise before the Gush. The question is, how did it take place? So, how did it take place? Did it take place? So, Vieyishkan Sofi Shemo, Bulo, Hoysom, Kedem Lachem, Vare, Mekre, Mekha, Toes, so Vazeh Asofik, Onutelim, Ki Bailo Bo Leo, Vein Kamokatoes. So here we see another Kiddush. I mean, it's a stubborn, but it's a Kiddush. It's not such a double push. In this case, it's a Kiddush. So in the case of Kiddush Boal out there, where the second husband was Kiddush Boal out there, the Braise says, Nashim Yochel Mitan Epsulim, insofar as Hetal Bailo is concerned, so even if the Bailo is a Kayan, so she's certainly Mitanis, Kiddush Bo Alta, so she's certainly not Asur to the Bailo Kayan. And in regard to the Ksuve, so he's able to collect the Ksuve. He's able to collect the Ksuve. Why is he able to collect the Ksuve? Now, in this case, he's only. He will only be able to collect a mona, because a bullish is the mona chef. Because, and even though it's Yeshua Abim Shalom Yisrael, so still she is not entitled to, as Ravashi says, she is kids of the Chaskatsula, the Mitzitzula, so also mona. And Leila Menolo, the Alma Leslo, Cloud, Vishame Hohe, Shahre, Nichnes, and the Chupa. So she's not entitled to Messiah, she's certainly not entitled, because the Ksuva is a monarch. because she was already a Nisua. She's a woman I'm suing. And even if she hadn't been Nibala, so the Aloha is she's only, a woman that's suing is only entitled to Iksuva Mono. But to Iksuva Mono, she's entitled, even though there is a possibility that she was Nizane, that she was not Nibala to the first dollars, but she was Nibala before the Dushi of the first husband. So in such a case, it would be Mekaktoes, she wouldn't be entitled to Eriksum. But he says, but there are some people who tell him, he bailo born out, the first always was born out, even though that was also Nisan. But, so then she's in very Mekaktoes. But if it will be established that she was Nizane before the Dushi of the first husband, and she was Nibala Daraznus, so then she wouldn't be entitled to Eriksum. Now, so the question is, that's a big finish. Bishleine indicates where a person is Nisei Iksuo, Bicheskas Psulo, is Nisei a woman, Bicheskas Psulo, and then it turns out that she was not Iksuo, so it's a Mekaktoes. But here, he expected to marry a Bula, because she was an Almono Minamisui, Almono Nasuim, and even though the Arabian that she was not Nimalo to the first husband, but what does the Shemim say? So there is a diminution of the Chelek. So as long as she is now Mona Min Amsuyim, and she could have been Nibulo, so maybe she does not have more Chelek than Almona Min Amsuyim who was Nibulo. So what kind of a Mekaktoes is it? He expected to marry Nibulo. He expected to marry Nibulo. And so, why should it be Mekaktoyes if she became a Bulo even before she married, even before the Gdushin of the first husband? So we see that even if a person is ready to marry a Bulo, but that means he's ready to marry a Bulo who became a Bulo in a legitimate way, but he's not willing to be mishayev himself in Ksuva of Mono to a Bulo who became a Bulo in an illegitimate way. So anyway, if we had known, if it had been established, suppose in this particular case, that kids of Isha Mishim Yisuyim, the Yeshua Yimu Shalei Yisrael, and suppose, so in Hashem Yochim Yim Tarif Tzulim, suppose two of you would come to Bresni, and they would testify that a month before she was Miskadesh, she was Miskacho to the first husband, so she was Mizana. So in such a case, he would be able to retain Tarif Tzulim. The second husband would be able to retain Tarif Tzulim, because then he could say, it's in the Kaftes, even though, I mean, he himself expected, was ready to marry a girl, because he knew he was marrying the Almona Min Amsuyim, Almona Min Amsuyim. So that means that the Almona Min Amsuyim, if she is a girl, in a legitimate way, so then she has the chile of an Almona. So the neighbor, she is entitled, so he is willing to be mischayev her, a ksuva of a mono of Lapohes. Masha'inke, if it turns out that she became a bull of his news, so then there is a total diminution of chayev, and he is not willing to be mischayev to her, even a ksuva of a mono. So it would be mechatoes. And the only reason as to why the Baitse says, in Hashem Yochel Yitin Tari Suim, is because we are tailored. Because it's called with Vadai that she did not become a Bulo through Znus, but she became a Bulo by being Nibalo to the first one. Even though that is also Nisea, but it's called with Vadai that she became a Bulo that way. So in Mele, even though we don't know, it's not a Vadegomo, but in such a case where there is a Korah with Vadai that she was Nibalo to the first husband, so then, if she produces Iksuve, so we say Shtaro Yerubim is Igobudome, so maybe she is the Mosekes, so the burden of proof is upon him, and until he proves that she was Nimalo before the Gdushi, so maybe she is able to collect Iksuve of him. Alright. Shaloi Be'edi. In Yochel Litin Tanis Psuri, Mipnei Shemisyachim Nima. There is no Rashi on the Mishnah. So, The Rashi on this Mishnah is that Tesham Beis. For any choice of Homer, the Yogin Shebeneres and Yinsu, in Yochel Rite, Tanif Sud. Alright. Lipnei Shem is Yachin. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Vidiktone, or Eichel. So what does it mean? Oichel is a Homer of Yehuda Shoyday. It means he stayed in the home of his father, in the house of his father. So the Mele, and so it means many times he was with Davos by themselves. So he was misyachin with Davos. So the Mele, and then after the Nisuyin, he comes to Besdin and he's staying time as Shulim. So he cannot be Maxit of Exulim. Why? Because since we know that he was misyachin with Davos, so we are tailored that he became a Gua from him. From him. מפני שמסיחד מדקטון אורך מי יכלל בקדוח תביהות נעמד אל יוחיל since he says הוי יכלל בכל דולה so it's not a general routine to be יכלל to come of you that means that not every always stayed in the home was מסיחד with that we say even יהוד because we say יהוד או יחד so he says no Here the Rosh implies, if it happened, not all the time is it so. Michlau di keduch de Yehuda name no yor. Amar Abayesh, mamino, de Yehuda name mikenis, mikenis. Mikenis, mikenis. So, yeish, shechlukim libino, vinaftimine de heichad oi nido yachin, yochelim. Yochelim. So in other words, so when does the Mishnah say that the Yehuda The Baal cannot be ten times to him because we are always saying that he became Nivalo from the holes. So he cannot be Mapsi Teksuve. So that is only if in that city, in Yehuda, or in that particular time, so the practice is to be Miyachit with the Kaaba, with Abu Sayyid. Mashenike, if it's a place where the practice is not for the Orus to be the Siachet with the Kale, and then after the Nisui, he's paying time of Nisui, so he needs them all to be Masud Nisui. Shema min Yehuda, nama mi kenis mi kenis, shkin itad, oma rabi Yehuda, bi Yehuda ver mishayin o imiya, bi nezachos mi nezakalo, sho achas kinim kvizos o mechupo, kidei she yuri bi gazbo, now, Chisayin mentioned, strange timing as to why in Yehuda there was such a practice. It has to do with the Gzeira in the time of the Yevonim, when they were Gzeira, when the Yevonim, the Syrian Greeks, issued a decree that the boil in taps chiron, hanging chiron. So this practice was instituted. So in Yehuda, the ancient Yehuda were afraid there might be it will be an exceptional situation, but they were chayshish. Maybe there will be one ahusik in Yehuda when the headman will try to rape her, so she will not even try to resist him. So Mimele, they wanted to strengthen the bond. The Anshin Yehuda wanted to strengthen the bond between the ahus and the ahusik. Because psychologically, until Nisuyin, there isn't such a strong bond between an Orus and Arusa. Only after Nisuyin, so then the bond between the husband and wife becomes intensified in strength. But before Nisuyin, she continues to live in her parents' home, and he lives in his parents' home, so there might be a certain alienation. And because of that, they were afraid that maybe one Ahusa out of the thousands of Ahuses, so when the headman will try to rape her, she will not even attempt to do her utmost to prevent this risk. But if there will be, in other words, only if a certain Ahusa will not be a real Yerei Shamayim, so when the headman will try to rape her, she will not do her utmost. But if there will be a very strong bond between the Ohus and the Ahuso. So then, even with the diminution of Yira Shamayim, she'll still do her utmost out of devotion to her husband. So the Mele, they deliberately instituted a practice that there should be a more intimate relationship between the Ohus and the Ahuso, so that the bond should be strengthened. That's how the Shem explained, yes. Yeah. So what do you mean Shoachas? You mean Shoachas, so you see from Rashi's Roshi, Shoachas doesn't mean Shoachas 60 minutes. Shoachas, it means, you know, the Bnei Yehuda were primarily interested in establishing a close relationship between those and the Ahuso, just before the Nisun, because the Hegmei, the Syrian Greeks, so they dafke were marked to demoralize the Ahuses close to the day of the wedding. So Mele, the whole purpose, the whole objective of the Bnei Yehuda was that when it's close to the wedding day, so then there should be a very strong relationship between Yehuda and Ahuso, in order that there shouldn't be an aberrational situation where one Ahuso, when the Hegmei will try to approach her, will not do her utmost in resisting them. So that's why I say because they had no, let's say, if the wedding took place Yudveis Chedesh after the Kush. So the Bnei Yehuda were not interested in establishing such a strong relationship, let's say 11 months before the wedding, or 10 months, or 6 months, or 5 months, or 3 months, but they were very eager that, let's say, within the week of the wedding, there should be a very strong relationship between the Ahuso and the Ahuso, because the Hegmei was likely to approach the Ahuso in the week of the wedding. That's why the Braise uses the Roshi Shoachas, and you see Rashi that case. So he says, sometimes the practice was that in many days before the wedding, he started to be Nisyachit with the Kale, and sometimes only a few days. So Shoachas, the Shinkmetze says, doesn't mean Shoachas. Shoachas means a certain portion of time. But why did it say Shoachas? Because the whole purpose was to intensify the relationship close to their wedding day, in order to prevent Chas v'Sholem a situation of an Ahuso submitting to the Hegmei under the circumstances of pressure. So that's why If Chas v'Sholem, as we mentioned, I mean, in discussing Teisa Shite, so I mentioned Shikubetzes, he doesn't mean that it was always Neres. Most of the time, the Hegmei tried to seduce the Kalev, the Hegmei. But sometimes it was Idolash to Ishriach, but sometimes he mamish raped her. He mamish raped her. So, the Bnei Yehuda were afraid maybe there will be an aberrational situation where the Hegmei will succeed in seducing a certain Kalev. So, because, and why? Of course, that Kalev will certainly not be a real Yerei Shamayim if she is a real Yerei Shamayim. So even if she is not sufficiently devoted to the Ohus, she will not, Chas v'Sholem, allow herself to be seduced by that. But if she is if she's lax in her Yerushalayim, so then, as a result of the pressure, if she is not sufficiently devoted to her Dorus, so she might allow herself to be seduced. So that will be a tremendous mirchshol. So because of that, they will be dagdik. So that, that the relationship should reach the maximum. In other words, that she should be so devoted to the Dorus that even if she is lax in Yerushalayim, she will still refuse to allow herself to be seduced by the heaven. So in Ane Kidei, she in Tseno, and then there was another purpose. In other words, Kishi in Tseno, Ahek Mein Bulo, the Vatil Xirose, she goes out of Kopsulo, she misses the V, Tiboil Hek Mein Kilo. In other words, as a result of the Chosin, of the Oros being constantly this Yachidu, the Kale, so then, let's say, if the Hegmein is about to approach a certain Kale, so then they'll find out about it. And if they are very close to each other, so the Oros will be able to be born on the Zostay Mishay Nisui. So then he'll prevent this catastrophe. Yema Dubuah, when you back up the Rossi, she calls out of Sua, she's not being people like Mikhilo, Shemocha, or Yamina, and Behude, Yisa, Michel, Mikemish, with Isharik, the race of Behude, Mishim Shiedea, she the men who also is Moses Moshiach, she is Shia as Israel. The Yishbe, that's something very strange. The Yishbe is our Esau. So that's why the question is, why was the headman, why did the headman limit his Xeira? Dafke in Eretz Yehuda, Dafke in Eretz Golo, because unconsciously the headmen, the Syrian Greeks, felt that the victory will be attained by Eretz Yehuda. So unconsciously, he wasn't conscious of it. So, the Yishmis Arizov, the Victor Eichel, the Victor of Yehuda, in the Yochidim Tansuri, Shmamno, the Barotis Yehuda Name, the Barotis Yehuda Name, he can became his races to them. Who raised on the King is Yochidim Tansuri, Shatin Tosin Hope. Avo, the King is a Nea, he was a Sude, the Alkom Yachel, who is storming in Yoga Bao Eidim, Shom is Yachel in the Cloud, the Menace Yisha Lima in Bautiloi, the Isha Yisha Yim, Shochal Bisotin, the Tansuri, the Yochidim Name, the Shasin, the Seresum, Shom, and Midlash, Shom, and Yisha, Echo, the Yachel, Yuka, Yehilo, Lema, we see them soon, we read the Isha. Oh, so the Gemara says, we can see things if you can't over a few days, we do day, we will say, no, you be out of the college, you are in the Hobby will be done. We go, no, you is a game, we would never be saying, no, you might be gracious me. And how do you have a walker, we might have a host in the Sakala, we just saw some hoop. So there was someone who was baby the Hossen, that if the Hossen, then the Hossen should not be in a position to be having the damsuring of the car. And then there was a shushvin for the kale, in order to prevent any ramoes by the kale. The kale, let's say, the kale knows that she needs a gula, but she doesn't want to be discovered. She doesn't want to be discovered as a gula, so she might bring a cloth, a mapa, with dam, and then after the Bilas Mitzvah, she'll say, well, this is the Dam Suri. So the Mele, they were makti to be mining a Shishvini, the Chosne, Shishvini, the Kal, to imagine that Chosne, the Kal, the Shasiko, the Chum, who be gone, boy, is a king, boy, Yehud, king, the Yehudo, so the Yehudo, but the Shane, or Shishvini, the Shane, by Shachosne, the Kal, the Shane, who be gone, boy, is a king. Now, so how do we see from there that Behudo is Mikhailis Yerish? The case is three, spells it out. גם ביהודו היום מכנית שהוא היום יחד ושום היום עמידים שושבים Liebe Mocke, ich habe ja mich auch an ihn, wo hier und schon schwingen, schauen sie schon deine Zunge. Because sin is the price is set. Then be 100. So there was a practice to be managed to schwingen. Obviously, that was the place where there was no minik for the hot dogs and the house that had privacy together. Because what was the purpose of the shishvini? The purpose of the shishvini was that neither party should be able to perpetrate the fraud on the other party. On the other party. So that shaliach, if he could be taken by the soul. So without shishvini, one could perpetrate the fraud. But if there was yichud, so then he couldn't be taken by the soul. So how could anyone perpetrate the fraud upon the other? He couldn't be taken by the soul anyway. So he had no opportunity to perpetrate the fraud. But in certain places in Yehuda, so there was Yehud. So in those places where there was Yehud between those and Ahuse, so there couldn't be Tanis Tzurim altogether. So there was no Tanis Tzurim altogether. But there were other places in Yehuda where they weren't accustomed to have Yehud. So the Ahuse and Ahuse were not Mishyachim keeping Yisurim. So in those places in Yehuda, they could be taking time through. So in order to prevent Ramoyes, the possibility of perpetrating the fraud, so they were managed to. So from the text, how did Gemara deduce from this branche that the Yehuda manu became a siege from the fact that it says, Hoyimamidu em shnei sheshvini. So it's a riot that there were Mikanis in Yehuda were not Yahim, because in the Mikanis where they are all Yahim, so there couldn't be times to him all together. So how could there be a possibility of war? This is the riot. Alright. Now, let's see the riot. The time in Kinikinis is we mash mage, we fash mage, or mash mage, and they say, oh, so you can't put this in mash in the Tarnis, so you hear as a damn ויזו ודו אבי מאפו שיש לו טיפידומי ובמוקים שלא אגו ממש מאיש לא אינו אגו מייחי זה מה שאולסו מנשיטה דיו ובמוקים שלא אגו מייחי מרניש לסבוי הרי אין שום דן עשוי אל מביהודה מכנס מכנס ותן בפרייס עשייס בפרייס עשייס בכל שלא אינו אקי מן הגזה אין יוחדות את דן עשוי מהר ובאת את Mabify, what is it a reference to, this expression? The whole show in Rakim in the Gazette. In Rebbe Ab Ishe, because the Rebbe is reference to the case where the Minig was, the Yadvokim, where they were Miyachim, the Sakos and Akhalo. So there it says, the whole show in Rakim in the Gazette. Eri Yochim is in the Gazette. Koshin Rakim boy. On the contrary, he should devise, he should say, behold, the Rebbe is deals with the place in Yehuda where the Minig was. The Minig was to be Miyachim, so we should say, Behold, Shenoach in the Gazet. That Minig that prevailed in Yehuda in those Mikanis to be Miyachim, he cannot be taken by the story. Why does the Bible say, Behold, Shenoach? He should say, Behold, Shenoach. Behold, Shenoach is Yachim Boyolim, the Yochavite. Ella say, what does the Sefer discuss? The Sefer discusses the practice of being the Mashmeish, the chosen and the kalo, so the price says, behold, shaloi noach, kimi negazeh, anyone who did not submit to this practice of being the mashmeish, so in yochel to tanya suri, so then you should say, kol shaloi mushmeish miboy. In other words, mishmeish, the lotion of the price is, kol shaloi, the lotion of the price is called Shalom Noah, Kinina Gazet, in Yochel Litin Tanis Tzuri. So you should say, now how does Rashi explain it? Ela say, Bamir Dimish Mushishi, Kol Shalom Mushmash Mubayim, Tatein Tanis Tzuri Mua Baal, Vui Nenei Kmishmush, Sheboi Shemitom Lebaal, Elo Adi Akalo, Limash Mushim, Shalom Yeme Desorel, Umishmet Bikalo Shemitom Lebaal, Nahut Stolu Lebaal, Dehei Chetone, Kol Baal Shalom Noah Mishmush, אין יוכל איתי תנסורים. כל שתי, אם לא נועדו משמש, והם מיש מישהו את זה, יוכל איתי, הוכל בו יורם מישהו, כל שאולי מושמש, אין יוכל איתי, ישמרו גובה. Here, what is the meaning in those beginnings? that the minhag is to be mashmish the Baal, in order to prevent the possibility of the Baal perpetrating the fraud on the cow. In other words, it's possible, because we can, it's possible that he did find the Amsoi on the Mapo and then he destroyed it. It's worth waiting. So because of that, so it was the practice was instituted that the Shushvin should be there, they can see, make sure that he didn't throw away the Mapo with the Damsoi. So the Mele, so he should say, culturally mushmash. In other words, if he did not submit to the passive, to deep search, so then he cannot be taken time assuming, because if he did not submit to being searched, so then it's possible that he found out so him and this went away. But here the Russian of the Pisces culturally no akimagate. That means if he did not search the caliph. So on the contrary, in other words, if he allowed himself to be searched, but the caliph was not searched, and still he doesn't have any psulim, so it's certainly a riot that he didn't find out psulim. So why can't he detain the time of psulim? On the contrary, his time should be even stronger in such a way. Oma abayalei lo mareishe, viton ehe koshe noah. Oma lehodeh bo koshe loy noah katon, elo maroi, hochekom, koshe loy noah gmina gore vi goryo. So Rode says that what the Bryce is saying, in other words, he used to be a resident of Goli. But he was named not in Minagoli. He was named in Minagihute, in other words, he was Mishyachet in Goli with the Kali. So Mele, since we know that this particular oath was misyachid before the Nisuin in the Kale, so Mele, this particular hosn is not in position to become Tanisu. Elo Marobe, I go to Noah Kamil Golkoi, Tanis Rise, Golo is King, Alokoi, Kosh Noah Kimil, Gazet, Golo, and Siachet, Kimik, Yehude, and Yochli. Rabashoma, Leilo Masefe, Vitone, Kosh, Alo Mishme. Say Nakhname, so you have to be here, is Kosh, Alo Mishme. Now, there is the Balamoye, has here another pshat. There is no, I don't think there is enough to know it, really. You see, Rashi's Gilsi is high kosher in Noah, kosher in Noah, Elasin, kosher in Mushmish people. The Balmoyas Gilsi is no. Elasin, kosher in Mishmish people. Kosher in Mishmish people. Not like Rashi in Gilis, kosher in Mushmish, but kosher in Mishmish people. So how does Balmoyas explain it? Pierce. The mocking, so the kasha of the Gemara is, even if it has reference to the Sefer, so why does the Baisi use the Losh? Why does the Baisi use the Losh? Kosho inoa, kimina gazet, in yochmin tansuri, kosho in mishmish, in yochmin tansuri. Because the kosho inoa, kimina gazet, implies that if there is no minik in that place. If there is no minik in that place, so then it can be taken time soon. Because at that point there is a machlokes kashem, you see. So let's go over the thesis he's shaming here. Rav Asher, so then we'll be able to understand the Balamoya better. Rav Asher, Tone Kosho in Mishma. Oyma Rabbi Yitzchok ben Rabbi Meir, there's the Ribon, the Rav Asher Polikarav Nachman, the Lesley Hazoket. So the Rebbe says that Rav Asher, he says, culturally mishmash. In other words, if he didn't submit to being searched, then he cannot retain time soon. If he didn't submit to a shushvin searching him, And then, after the last mitzvah, he comes to Beis Din and he says, we must also show him, so then he is not able to be Matzid Eksuve. Matzid Eksuve. This is Rav Asher says. But the question is, but Rav Nachman says, or even Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, is never Matzid Eksuve. And here, Rav Asher says, that culturally Mishnah, the only situation, the only circumstance under which he is never to be Matzid Eksuve, because a woman is able to manipulate that peace should be sought. She is able to do it. So in other words, if women will examine her and inspect her, so they will be able to make sure that the woman, the color, should not perpetrate this kind of plot. That's the mere dimensions of Shishim. But most Kashim say that the whole union of Shishim, of being searched, is only Shayach with Gabi time is gone. But not regarded as Tanis Kesavasua. So the mailer, the report says that Rav Asher apparently is Chilka Rav Nachman, because Rav Asher says, Koshal Mushim. So in other words, when is the husband Nemo to be Matsu the Ksuva of the Isha of the Kaleh? Only if he submitted to being searched. But if he didn't submit to being searched, then he's not Nemo. But Rav Nachman says, "Eim a Pesach Pesuach mitzasi," and by Pesach Pesuach there is no possibility of being searched, and still he's Nemon. So obviously, Rav Asher is chelik al Nachman. This is what he wants. The Rav Asher calls our Nachman. The rest of the Chazak is in the Tanya. The Parash the Liyot. The Rav Netamim in the way for it. Most of the Shem agree with Rav Netamim. The way for it. The Dav Kevinu, the Shem Ragu Mimashvich, the Rasheloi Mishamich, Eim Mashvich, Eim Yochel Yitim. You didn't even go a shame with Amoyes, Gilgo, showing Mishmishu, the Hemash Matzah, Doctor Yehude, Yohmite, or we go Motzeptor, Kiltai Gil, Avadam, we go Mio, Oye, the Mashmishi, Kiltoni, the Rise, Omir, the Forest, or we go Motzeptor in Hain Mira, Shemishmishu, Valko of Sorrow for a shame, we might go a meal. Lord, because Tony Tani Domin, I don't have to go for it. So Ramtan says no, Rabashe agrees with Ramachmas Din. So why does Rav Asher say here that he's only able to be Mavsid Eksuve? Only if he submitted to Mishmush, but if he didn't submit to Mishmush. So then to the Dvikya of Mishmush. So then he is not Nemon, but Rav Nachman says that he is Nemon just on the basis of any of the material of Eksuve or Mavsid, so even if he didn't submit to Mishmush. So he should be Nemon. The answer is, it all depends whether it's in Gol or it's in Yehuda. In Gol, when does Rav Nachman say that Hoina Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, so is Nemon on the basis of the Chazok in the Tariyah B'Sulam Mafsid of the Gol? So there is no practice of submitting to B'dikir, to being searched. So in Mele, we have no Rabbayim B'Dobo that he might be motivated by fraud. So Mimele is Nemon. We do not say maybe he is motivated by fraud. Why should a person do that? They don't carry out the Sulla. It would be, he wouldn't be acting normally if he would be motivated by such malice and fraud. Mashain came in Yehuda. In Yehuda, where the general practice is to submit for the chosen, to submit to the Bdike, to Mishmush, to submit to Mishmush. But in this particular case, there was an aberration. He didn't submit. Well, that is like a reason, and it's like a raglaim medavar, that this person might be motivated by certain malicious fraud. Otherwise, why didn't he do what everybody else was doing? He going where nobody submits to Mishmush. So there is no raglaim medavar, there is no reason. There is no circumstance, no suspicious circumstance, lest he's motivated by malicious by malicious fraud. But Mashiach in Yehuda, where everybody, the general routine is for the chosn to submit to the to Mishmash. And here in this particular case, this particular chosn did not submit. That indicates that he might be motivated by malice. By malice and fraud. Some male we cannot rely on the Hazakin to Rabsil Mafsido, because there is a Ragwari Baba that this particular chosn might be a very malicious chosn. So maybe, in spite of the fact that he will be Mafsid himself, he is still interested in hurting the cow. Some male, in such a case, he will not be Nemon Lapsitzilos. This is what Amitam says, and most of the same agree with Amitam. Now, so the Baal Moyer, his girl says, not Haikon Shal Noach, Shal Nimush Meshin Boyerai, but Haikon Shal Noach, Shal Nimush Meshin Boyerai. Pirish, the Mokim Shal Noach Guru, Hovada Ike Tanitzul, Keicha Dike Vigoro Tanitzul. In other words, the Baal Moyer agrees with the Shita of Amitam, not with the Shita of the Rivon. If the Rivon couldn't explain it way the Baal Moyer. So the Gemara says, here the Roshan of Koshul Yuad implies, if there is no meaning of submitting to Mishmush, so then it cannot be taken by the Zohar. That's not so, Gemara. On the contrary, if there is no meaning, so he can be taken by the Zohar. So, but he should say, Koshul Mishmush, and Mishmush without a bomb means the same thing as Mushmush. Rashi still says Mushmash. But Rashi says, that if it had been written Mishmash, so it would mean it, that he didn't search the Kaleh. He didn't have Shishim who searched the Kaleh. But according to Amoya, even Mishmash has the connotation of submitting to Mishmash, of not allowing himself to be searched by Shishim. Dimok Shonuagu, Hopada Iketanisuim, Kerechamikim Gotanisuim, Avokishen Munuagu, Hamu Shishim. Aber kosher in nicht nicht in Bäuerei. Kelle ich also in nicht nicht, wie mock ich schon lag, aber haben nicht geschrieben, wo ich ihn noch haben will, in Joche, Litte, Tainestu. Now, there is another Machleikes, geschehen. According to Rashi, from Rashi it appears, that the Gomio, there was no meaning of Mishmush altogether. Not Mishmush of the Hosn, and not Mishmush of the Kaya. The Rashbo and the Ritual, they say, that the Goliel, there was no practice of being mashmish the chosn, but there was the practice of being mashmish the kale that existed in Goliel. Many Mishnayim say Yeah. Why do they say, the husband of Israel, that the Goyim, they did not have the lineage of being the master of the host, but of being the master of the coward, so they had a lineage. But the question is this, why is it that the Yehuda, or the Sfar, is the special lineage of being the Yachid, to certain Kenyans, being the Yachid host of the coward? So that was because of the Xerah of the Goyim having the trip. So that, and then the Xerah applied to Eretz Yehuda, not there as well. But as far as the other meaning, how is it that in Yehuda they have the lineage to be in Mashmesh and in Golanat? So the Rishonim say that in Yehuda they are in many cases of Hamoes. Of Hamoes. So in Meire, there were many cases of Hamoes in Yehuda. So in Meire, they decided to have the practice of submitting to Mishmesh. But Sheikin in Goyim, so there were no, that was not the Nimso. Hamoes in Goyim was not Nimso. So, in regard to the Mishmish of the Hosn, so one has to be very corrupt in order to perpetrate the fraud and to destroy the Mako in the Nautsuri in order to be the Tilaz and the Basis Hosn. One has to be very corrupt, he has to be a Hoshe, a real Hoshe, in order to do such a thing. So in Meir, what in Yehuda, there were a few cases like that. So in Meir, they instituted the practice of submitting to Mishmush, because there were cases of such form. But in Goyim, there were no such cases. So in Meir, they did not institute the practice of being the Mashmesh, the Hosn. Mashmesh came as far as the fraud that is perpetrated sometimes by the Kaleh. So one does not have to be very corrupt. Let's say if the Kaleh was Nichshol and she was Mizanet, before Deiros, and she was ashamed to tell the Hosn that the Hosn should find out about her. So in the way, in order to suppress, in order to avoid that shame, so even the Kaleh who is not malicious was likely, you know, to bring the Mako with Damtzipeya's fame, with Damtzipeya, in order to make a show that she wasn't so. So that's why that was done in the Yod. So he said, I will mean that the Yod, because when she is Yachid, in Yochid, in the time of Kamashim, Yahav Pi, Shahan Shigoyo, אינן רמוין מיטין שטיין שקי אפילה סידו כסיבוסו שעל יהודו בשבושבין. So in other words, in Yehudo, it was a frequent phenomenon that the Hosn tried to perpetrate the fraud on the cow. So I mean, and that reflected a coward character. So because of that, they instituted the practice in Yehudo to submit to Mishmush of the Hosn. Mashiachim Goyim, there were no such cases of malicious fraud. Mashiachim, as far as the Kaleh is concerned, so that happened often in Goyim too, because in order to conceal her shame and to suppress the stigma that she was Mizaneh before the Gdushi, so Mele, even in Goyim it happened that the Kaleh was disposed to bring a matter with Dam in order to make a show that she had also. Right. Achas Amonis Yisrael, Achas Amonis Kiyani, Ksivos Amono, Bez Nishol Kiyani Mo Yogini Mitzula Abba Meyezut, Velo Yichu Biyodom Chachomim, Amonis Kiyani Amon Baskeyen, Ho Yogini Mitzula Baskeyen, Shemispekeyen, Mikoshin Tishemises, לישראל, בין שני של קיימים הוא יגיד ויצוע אבא מייזוז והוא מיך ביום חכמים, now the question is why should the חכמים ללכת if the Hosn wants to be Israel himself $10 million, here's the right, it is excellent, so what kind of a חידיש is it? לא מיך ביום חכמים, I mean, why should the חכמים ללכת if they want Israel themselves more than Mosai Zuz, so what's wrong with that? So they says the cases that are not made. There is no such thing in the game. There will be a good deal of money. ארבע בישוי קוסה בלושן קייסה. אלא ארבע מיל בחוזר וכי, ביקוס אלת דייטון, ותקיד לזו לחוזר, ביקוס they won't, the best is okay, I mean, they won't, ביקסו לחוזר לכם. Probably, I mean, I don't know whether, because today the practice is to write in Iksuda or Iksulo, the Chozalachim in the Raisi. Now the question is, how can we write the Chozalachim in the Raisi? So Bishwai, according to Rabbi Tam, who passed the Chozalachim in Damriel, that Iksuda's Iksulo is in the Raisi, so we understand as to why we write the Chozalachim in the Raisi. But how about the Rishayim, who passed through like the Rabbonu Chozalachim in Damriel, that Suvas Suvas Suvo is only the Rabbonon. So why is it that in the Ksuva of Nalbonon we write the Chozalachim in the Rabbonon, and in the Ksuva of the Ksuva we write the Chozalachim in the Raise? So in the Raman, there are some Rishayim who say that we shouldn't write the Chozalachim in the Raise. But the universal practice, the whole truth is Israel is to write in the Ksuva of the Ksuva the Chozalachim in the Raise. So the Rosh says that we should write the Chozalachim in the Raisi. Because the Rosh Hashanah is that even if Ksuva now, if Ksuva is in the Raisi, so then it means the Natsur, not the Namibi. If Ksuva is in the Rabbanot, so then the Shem say, Teisa says, we have the Teisa, so Teisa says that according to Rabbanot of Hashim Gamriel, that Ksuva's Ksuva is in the Rabbanot, so then, since it's in the Vrayim, so it's a Dina Medine, not the Dina Tzur. Now, Dina Tzure is eight times as much as a Dina Medine, a Dina Tzur. So there is a difference in eight times. If we pass him like Hashim Gamriel, so then it has to be a Dina Tzure. Now, things are disgusting. Tesis here, I thought that Tesis also made reference to it. Tesis does not say it here. But anyway, so many of the Shevim say that according to Mandelma, the Ksuvas Isho is the Raise, so Mimele has to give a Mosayim Zuz, Mosayim Dimri of Tzure, Dina Tzure, which is eight times as much as Dina Medine. According to Mandelma, the Ksuvas is the Rabbonon, so he only has to give a Dina Medine. And by Ksuva Salmono, so certainly he only has to give a mayor a mono of Medine, not mayor dinri of Tzur. So, but the Rosh says that we pass like Rabbanon, that Ksuva Tzuro is only in Rabbanon, but still, the Chachomi were misaking that even though the Ksuva is in Rabbanon, but that he is in Yehuya to give Mosayim Zuz of Dina Tzur. Mashenke, the mono of an almono, so that is Midin. So that's the sheet of the Rosh. Now, the Ramon mentions that sheet. Now, Rav Netan paskins like a Shin Gamriel, but the Mechaber paskins like the Rabbonon. The Ksuva is only in the Rabbonon. So the Rosh says that the reason is why we write the Chosan Yechil in the Reise, the Chosan in the Reise, even though we pass that Ksuvah Ksuvah in the Rabbanon, it means in the Reise that the Zuz in the Reise, not in Dina Tzur, not Dina Midrash, but Almono, so it is Dina Midrash. Now there is a Shitei of Adois Mordechai, who says that even the mayor Zeus of Naumono is also Dinatso. Now, there are more passages like that Chit of the Mordechai, but they are all Chilikanim, Chilikanim, the Shmuel, and that's, that Hamor is very strange. So, the Mechaber and the Simen Sabach Wolf, Siv Wolf says, Kamo Shira Aksuma Yipsula Kuf Kuf, Aumono Mono, Vishon Zu Vizu Keset Medini. So, both, it's getting it. Then he says, ויש מי שמאיר, אבל דס יש פוסקים, מוסיים של פסולו, ומונו של אלמונו משאר עם יזוזי דרייס. זה שאתה רב עושה. זה דגוי סמוד חי, בודה, ודן זה, ויקוסו, דלוחי נועה בוליכתי ויקסו ודחות הולכים מדרייס. So the Ramo doesn't pass like the Rosh, because the Rosh it means that both are with Ramon. But why do we write in the Ksuvah of the Ksuvah in the Chosmach in the Reise, in the Ksuvah of the Almon in the Grushe, we write the Chosmach in the Rabbanon, because it means the Moi is the Reise, Dina Tzure, and Moi is the Rabbanon, Dina Medine, Dina Medine. The Ramo, apparently, he passes like Rabbeta. He passes like Rabbeta. And then he passes like the Shite of Yahweh is Mordechai, that in so far as the nature of the Madbe is concerned, so even Ksuvah Salmono is entitled to collect a mono, 100 zuzim, 100 dinarim of dinatzure. So, but some melee he couldn't. So the melee, the Ramo couldn't say that the reason as to why we write in Ksuvah or Ipsula, we write the Chosel Echim in the Raise, is because the dinar is in the Raise. Because according to Pesach of the Ramo, so even the Ksuvah and Almono should be dinarim are dinarim in the Raise, dinatzure. So, why do we write in the Ksuvah or the Ksuvah, the Chosan of the Reise? So he says, the Lochem, because of the Lochem, Noah the Lichti, the Ksuvah, the Chosan of the Reise, Rabbetam. Now he mentions Rabbetam, so that means that Ramo really passes like Rabbetam, that we pass him, that like Hashim and Amriel, the Ksuvah of the Reise. And that's the reason as to why we write the Chosan of the Reise. But he again passed this like a voice Mordechai that the dinrim, even the Ksuvah and Almone, have to be dinatzur. So the Peshmuel is chilek al Ramo. He says, V'divrei ha-goye ma-shekosa ba-almono mishari mizuze v'raise hay ha-daas ha-goyes Mordechai v'loi, v'loi lo agu kabose el niike ha-ki kolposki v'almone lo mishari mizuze v'raise v'shari mizuze v'raise. Anyway, so he had several shites here. So the shite of the Rabbetamis that we cast like Hashim Gamliel, that the Tiksuras Psula is with the Raise, Mimele, we have to be given for Ipsula, Mosayim Zuz is Zuzitzure, And then the shita of the Rosh is that the Paschal is the Rabbonon, but the Mosayim is Bitzure, and the Mono is Bindine, and then there is the shita of the Adonis Mordechai that the Ksuvah of Ksuvah and the Ksuvah of our Mono, so the Dinrim is Dinatzur. So Teisa says, why does the Mishnah say, when Michael Chachamim, after Tisha Mikosa, the Rosh Teisa, and Abba Meye is, because all the time of the Tigre, the Jose, over the case, we cosap, Komashwa, the Minak Tayu, the whole leaves the Kune, whom we spoke at the Jose, the Shire of the name of the Jose, but the Roy Cosap looks so good. Gave out amazed with my vessel, made Nasi soil Masai, the Tatonic Murray. So, in other words, so the reason is why the Mishnah says, we'll look together at home in two things. First of all, that even that he can even use the expression the chosolachim, and even if one chosol who married the Basteir did not write, did not mention Adam and Jesus, so he can still be gay. Why? Because this is Shokian. So in other words, so they made him a special Dakone. Masheike, if he is Mishael himself, so then anyone can be Mishael himself. But here there was a Dakone. So even if somebody was not Mishael himself, so in those places where there was such a Dakone, he had to pay Abonezus. Tony, the Almonas Kianin Ksuvos on the side. והנמת נער נחס המונס ישראל ונחס המונס פיאני כשבוס המונה אומר רבה אשר שתי דקון אצל ניקור את כינו מקצוע אבא מייזוץ ולהמונה מונה כיוון so that way the more is asking there seems to be a sir from the Mishnah it appears that Almonas Kiani Almonas Kiani you were only collected mayor money like Almonas Kisroel but then the Bransi says that Almonis Kehani was collected, was done, not just money. So the Rabashi said there were two takonis. Minkoret kinu mipsula ava meizutz ula umone mona. So now the takono, now according to Rashi, this does not represent the first takono, because this first takono involved no change in respect to Almonis Kehani. It only involved the change in respect to Baskei and to Psuas Kehan, but not to Amunis Kehan. So when he says Shri Takone Sahabe, so Nikoret Kino Yitzu Ahava Mu'izu Zau Moni Moni. So that's not even the first Takone, because that had no application to Amunis Kehan. He then, the Chose, becoming Zauzulebu Kino Yimosa. So that is the first Takone, vis-a-vis Amunis Kehan. Kiven die Hose die Kopasse in alle, die anderen an den Asinon, au mones gane meso die meise psule bas Israel, adrino le Mursai. So that is the second Akone. This is how Rashi explains. The two Akone, so the first Akone was actually the second Akone in point of time, but that was the first Akone vis-a-vis au mones gane. Because the other Akone, the very first Akone, had no application to Almonis Kehani. It did not involve any change in respect to Almonis Kehani, as contrasted from Almonis Israel. So the first Takone that was relevant to Almonis Kehani was the second Takone, chronological. In other words, the Takone when Kini Dechose Dimzalzlo, Kino Lomoso. So that was the first Takone vis-a-vis Almonis Kehani. Kini Dechose Dikoparo Seminari, the Amri Ladinasir and Amri Kehani, they were made to show that Israel, Adrino Mosale, so they reverted back to Mono. So that represented, this reversion back to Mono represented the second one. This is how Rashi explained it. Other Shemin explained it differently. They say that the fact that when they reverted back to Mono, so that was a revocation of the special Takone in respect to Amos Kehani. So that's not called the Takono, that's reverting back to the original situation. So the two Takones consist of the first Takone, that the Gerson was Misake, that the Psumas Kehani is entitled to Abba Meizuz, and even though that first Takone did not involve any change in respect to Almonis Kehani, but since it did involve a change in respect to Psuas Kehani, so Mimele, that is called the first Takone. Then, the second Takone was when they enacted 200 Zuz for Almonis Kehani. And then, the third Takone was really a revocation of the Takone. So that's not Michal and Rech. I mean, it doesn't make any difference, but this is how the other changes went. Steht da kommt es habe la Omona was geht. Die Misaun soll er wohl. Die Omona ist kaulis bin egen, wo ich ziehe, mit der Schicksal, wo es um Oet ist. Kino wo Mosso, die Gnaio Ewe. Der hat auch nicht Omona sich so ein Name, so was um Omona, wie ich gar nicht, schiebe Quell, und Gnaio Ewe, die Rusche, die Segen, die ist aber in Israel. Best ist okay an. Omer hat wieder mal Schmöhe, wo ich best ist okay an, wo war dann. Er war viel und mich, wo ich es an mir kostet in Israel. Im Rotsu, ah, es ist wieder ein Schakir, ein Meisi, Auch ich zu was ist die Schatten Mason, die was ist für die Kinder, was für die Säule ist. Was ist Säule, wie Kinder, was für die Säule, wie die du wie gesagt du nicht. Aber was ist Säule, wie die Säule läuft. Soll ich mal sehen, läuft die Beute. Läuft die Beute, was ist Säule, wie die Säule, du machst aber wie die Rücken, aber wie Aber was ist Säule, wie Kinder. Du machst aber wie die Rücken, aber wie die Rücken, aber Soll ich mal die Maxi Flight of the Jews von der 13, that only business, only our monastery, we can do that. But not, you spoke to the horses, the Israel or not here. So then the Gemara says, no, any you spoke to the Israel, the horses, the Israel, can do it. But it's mashma, that only if it's a mishpoch of the horses, the Israel, we can do it. But if it's not a mishpoch of the horses, the Israel, we cannot do it. So we shouldn't put it out. What does it mean? He cannot do it. Even if someone is not a mishpoch of the chesed Yisrael, he wants to give exuber the $1 million to the government. So what's wrong with that? But so the pshat is, so we shouldn't say in regard to the halacha, but because of law, exuber gave arba meiz b'tnai bez. So in other words, even if he didn't write the exuber, so then min astam, if there is a minhag in a certain mishpoch. That they give a ksuve of Abba Meizuz. So if somebody will marry a daughter of that mishpoche, even though he didn't say he wasn't mishayim himself, so he's still mechuyev. So that is true of any mishpoche. Only if it's mishpoche mechesed in Israel. But if it's not mishpoche mechesed in Israel, and if he wasn't mishayim himself, so then he's not bound. But if he explicitly was mishayim himself, he doesn't have to be mishpoch miyachesed in Israel. He can be mishayim himself as much as he wants. All right.